Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, praying for more than daily bread. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1:18. Beginning in Ephesians 1:15 and continuing until close to the end of the chapter, we see a glimpse into the prayer life of Paul as he shares his specific prayer requests for the believers in Ephesus and, by implication, for us today. And as you read this text, you'll see he doesn't pray for Aunt Trudy's upcoming knee surgery or that Brother Frank will get the lease extended on his auto supply store. Please understand, Aunt Trudy and Brother Frank's prayer needs are of vital importance to God, and I'm not downplaying those requests or others like them in any way. But what I want you to notice is the prayers Paul uttered for the church at Ephesus transcend the earthly, monetary, or physical needs of the believers. In this case, Paul prayed for their spiritual needs, specifically, that their eyes would be open to see all they already possessed in Christ and how incredible the Lord they served was in comparison to, well, everything. In other words, when we get our eyes off our own seemingly insurmountable problems and keep them focused on Jesus alone, remember Peter walking on water and what happened, that's when the impossible becomes possible. And what we need today, as his church in the West, is a fresh dose of the impossible being made possible through Christ, wouldn't you say? Let's set the scene. Paul's prayer begins in Ephesians 1:15, but his actual request starts in verse 17 and follows. In fact, we have a series of separate, independent requests for the believers at the Church of Ephesus. The prayer looks something like this. Introduction, chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. The specific prayer request, chapter 1, verse 17 through 19a. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, described as the Father of glory, may, 1, give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. 2, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. 3, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. 4, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And 5, what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. Praise for Christ and his power, chapter 1, verse 19b through 21. According to the working of his mighty power, now he elaborates on this mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, and now he elaborates on where Christ is in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Now that's an amazing power-packed prayer. I'm not sure how many prayers like that I've heard prayed in church today. Maybe none. But perhaps that's something we need to remedy. Would you agree? Using the format above, we've already looked at the first prayer request in our last time together from Ephesians 1:17. And the next three requests are all found in one verse, Ephesians 1:18. So let's dig a bit deeper into this. Having our understanding enlightened. Continuing, the prayer now identifies what will happen to a believer, including you and me, when we receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So let's look at this together. The eyes, the ability to see and perceive, of your understanding, insight, reason, intelligent, literally to agitate the mind, being enlightened, to illuminate, to make one see or understand. That you, that's personal, may know, to know intuitively or instinctively, to be cognizant or aware of something. What is the hope, trust, confident expectation of something good and of obtaining it, of his, God's, calling? That's an authoritative summons to participate or take part in something. It's an invitation. What are the riches? Wealth, affluence, the overabundance of possessions and resources, of the glory, doxa, honor, splendor, grandeur, radiance, extreme admiration, of his, God's, inheritance. that possession passed on which constitutes one as an heir in the saints, hagios, one who is set apart, sanctified, and consecrated unto God. Look at it this way. In verse 17, Paul prays for God to give the Ephesians the spirit of wisdom and revelation so they can fully comprehend the knowledge of him or get to know him fully to the uttermost or the nth degree. Then in verse 18, he prays for them to have eyes that see beyond the physical, enlightened to the hope of his calling in their lives and the unspeakable grandeur and glory of his inheritance which he has for the saints. Regardless of your situation, this picture should make you long for heaven and fear nothing ever again while on earth. We are allowed to taste our inheritance today in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but then, someday, hopefully soon, we shall see face to face. I'm ready. Are you ready to say, "Come, Lord Jesus"? Summary translation. To help guide our prayers, let me give you a summary translation of this passage. I hope it will help spur your spirit to seek more of him today. That your spiritual eyes are open and attentive and able to perceive and see by your understanding and insight, so that the truth of God is now illuminated and enlightened in your spirit to the point that you become keenly aware intuitively and know the hope or confident assurance of something good, namely, God's summons and invitation to you to be part of him and what he's doing, which is described as the wealth and riches and indescribable affluence of the majesty, honor, grandeur, radiance, and glory of God's inheritance, which, by definition, makes you an heir of God himself as one of his saints, though set apart for his glory, sanctified, consecrated, and totally devoted to him. Now, let's use this passage to help us pray. But first, imagine this. Let us pray. Imagine how this powerful verse can transform your prayer life right now, today. Imagine starting your prayer by asking God to open the eyes of your heart to see things in the Spirit and not just what's on your plate to complete today. When you pray like this, you invite God to illuminate your understanding and shine his light on truths you might otherwise miss. What if, instead of just rattling off a list of prayer needs and wants, probably the same ones you asked him about the last time you prayed, how about praying for a deeper awareness of your calling in Christ? Ask yourself, when was the last time you asked the Lord to reveal the hope inherent in his invitation to you? And when was the last time you thanked him for the gift of his inheritance, which includes every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ? This isn't just positive thinking or verbal gymnastics. It's tapping into the very purpose for which you were created. So here's the challenge for you. In your prayer time today, purposely set aside your initial request for a moment and instead ask God to 1. Open the eyes of your heart to spiritual realities you may not be aware of. 2. Help you understand the hope of his calling on your life and the courage to move forward confidently in his calling. 3. And finally, to reveal the riches of the inheritance he has for you and how much he loves you. So go ahead, take off your water wings and jump into the deep end of the pool. Let Ephesians 1:18 guide your prayers and watch as God opens the eyes of your heart to spiritual wonders you've never seen before. After all, isn't that what prayer is all about? Seeing and savoring the glory of God in ways that transform us from the inside out? And we will talk again soon.